Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 9 through 14. And it says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Let us pray. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and may the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, as we celebrate joy this morning, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will. That was powerful. We will rejoice. And today we're talking about joy. We're talking about rejoicing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, as Christians, we have the same options as everybody else. We have the same options to believe that or not. But this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, no matter what I face when I wake up, I will rejoice and be glad in this day you have given me, because we are not promised the next minute. So I choose to rejoice in this day. I choose to rejoice in this moment. I choose to rejoice in this place. I choose to rejoice in my relationship with my wife and my kids and my family and my business and my friends. I choose to rejoice in this day and all that it brings. But not everybody believes that same way. So we have some challenges today. Dale read out of Isaiah 60. And it says, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Why? For the light has come. But I love it. It says, "Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy." What does that mean? That means it can grow. Joy is something that we have, and it can grow inside of you. Man, I pray today we will see and become radiant in his presence, and our heart will swell with joy. Man, it's our outlook. It's how we see things. We've got just a couple days left till the end of the year. How did the year go? What did we do with that year? Become radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy. Anyone need increased joy? I'll take it anytime it's offered. I'll take it anytime I can find it. I don't know if I'd say I need it desperately because life is miserable. That's not it at all. But when joy is out there and being offered, I'll take it. When joy is out there for the taking and for the seeing and the understanding, I will take it every time. Now today we're going to look at four groups of people. Four groups of people. It's only four. And guess what? You all are in one of those groups. And I am too. People in need is the first group. People in need. Second group is people who understood. The third group is people who received. And this fourth group that I really love, people who gave. We're not talking about giving financially, so don't think, uh-oh, it's tied into that. People who gave. At the end of service, the challenge is going to be, what group are you in? And then what are you going to do about it? We're going to start in the Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8.
back there towards the beginning. It's back in front of the book of Psalm. Nehemiah chapter 8. And if you listen to what I'm reading, you'll get where I'm tying this in with that. Chapter 8, verse 9 through 11. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 says, "And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, 'This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law.'" Verse 10 says, "Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord.'" And he says, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now let me stop there. These are people in need. They were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And then they read the law. They had to remind people of who they were, where they came from, and what was important. And at the reading of the law, the people stood there and they wept. But he said, "Do not sorrow." Those are people in need. "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now verse 11 says, "So the Levites quieted all the people. And he said, be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions, and rejoice greatly. Why? Because they understood the words that were declared to them. That's group number two. People that understood. They heard the word and they understood. Now the beginning was, oh my gosh, they're crying, they're weeping, they're in need. But when someone took the time to read to them and explain to them, they rejoiced greatly. I love to rejoice greatly because they understood the words that were declared to them. I've got 1,000 notes here about that, but I just want to focus on group number one. They were people that were in need at first. Then they understood the word, and then they were able to show joy. They rejoiced. They had joy inside because of their understanding. Eric and I can preach all day long and preach God's word, but it doesn't mean anything if there's no understanding, and certainly it doesn't mean anything to you if there's no application. There is little to no joy if there is no understanding. Now listen, in this part is an important lesson for all people. Nehemiah was busy building the exterior of the town, the exterior wall. And they did it with a lot of challenges. But Nehemiah knew, in order to experience the joy of the Lord, it had to be an interior thing. It had to be something inside of them. They needed healing. They needed reconciliation. They needed something internally before they could just enjoy, hey, we built the external part. Some of you may be working on fixing the exterior. Hoping it's going to fix things on the interior. And I'm telling you today, don't put your eggs in that basket. Fixing the things inside will take care of the exterior issues that we may face. Just putting up, fixing up, doing up won't fix what's going on inside. And a lot of times we do it because we have some inside internal issues that we're struggling to face. We may be working on fixing the outside.
hoping it's going to fix issues on the inside. Well, we looked at the first two groups. They're covered. People in need and people that understood. Two from four means we just have two groups left. Those are people who received and people who gave. Now let's turn to the New Testament. Matthew chapter 2. And really, I love these two groups, people who received and people who gave. Now, the first two groups, that's what the second or the last group of two are here for, to help those that are in need and help those to understand. I may be the only one excited about this, but I was excited when I walked up here. I thought maybe that's the joy of the Lord inside me. But I thought, man, this is... I just see it differently this year. And I'm bringing joy about in a different manner this year that I hope helps you understand what joy is and where it comes from, but how it fits in with different groups. Again, the first group, they sorrowed. He said, the joy of the Lord can be yours. And then they went and rejoiced greatly, exceedingly, because of their understanding of what they heard. So Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. And it says, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood where the young child was. We read this Wednesday night in the adult Bible study class, and not a day since Wednesday went by that I wasn't thinking about this and rereading parts of this. And it says in verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. These are the wise men. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. As a baby, they fell down and worshipped him. Why? Because they knew who he was. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men had great joy. They had the sign. Tisha talked about the star. That we may continue to follow the star and pursue that star and pursue Jesus Christ, the Savior, the light of the world, the light that came into a dark place. When this was revealed to the wise men, they knew. They went seeking, where is this child? There's a star, and they followed it. And then the star stood above where the baby was. Now turn over to Luke chapter 2. I already told you guys group 4 is my favorite group. So as we're getting to group 4, that was group 3. They were people who received. The wise men were people who had received a sign, and they had joy because they had received. But now the shepherds. Eric mentioned last week in his message, the shepherds, it was a lowly position. It was looked down upon. And we talked again Wednesday night in the adult Bible study about possibly these shepherds were in charge of the elite sheep. They were the elite shepherds over the elite sheep that were unblemished, that were for sacrifice. Now, we don't know it,
But let's read the story. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20. It says, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. I feel like we've read that before. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The glory of the Lord surrounded them. And when they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. I told the Bible study class, and we mentioned it at Ground Zero the week before. They brought this message and said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. And yet, when Herod heard about the baby Jesus, it said he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem was troubled with him. That's great news. We got a whole group of people that are troubled by this Jesus. But the angels have also said, hey, I've got great news. This Jesus has come for you and for all mankind. If you're troubled, he's for you. I bring you great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. At that point, they are a part of group three. They had received. The angels came down. The glory of the Lord shone all around them. He said, don't be afraid. I've got a great message for you and for everybody. By the way, that message is tidings of great joy. We sing songs at Christmas time. Joy to the world. Why? The Lord has come. They have received the message. Boom, at that point, they're part of group three. Now again, as you're part of any of these groups, the goal is that you move onward to group four. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 says, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another. They got talking to one another about what they had seen and heard. And they said, let us now go to Bethlehem and see that this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has been made known to us. And it says in verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. That means they hurried. Yeah, we can go check them out next month, maybe next year. Maybe when he gets bigger, we'll go check him out. I mean, the Savior, he'll be around for a long, long time, right? Surely. Now think about it. Jesus died at the age of 33. Could you imagine somebody saying, we'll catch him next Passover and see what that's about? Missed opportunity, possibly, to be in his presence right then when he was here. They hurried. They didn't wait. They hurried and found Mary and Joseph with the babe lying in the manger. Verse 17. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Okay, now they're part of group four. People who gave. They had received information. They had received joy from the angels. They had found the baby Jesus, the Savior.
But they didn't keep it secret.
Now it's interesting. They made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Verse 18 says, and all those who heard it marveled at those things. I'm sorry, verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. But the shepherds didn't. Verse 20, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Congratulations, they entered group four. They received, and now they gave. They told other people about it. It says they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. For the wise men, the shepherds, when they received it, they looked out and they went with haste. They went quickly. And then they told many people about it. And the people that heard it marveled at what they heard. They turned around. Their lives were changed forever. An angel showed up to me and my buddies while we're out in the field and told us what was going on. We got talking as soon as the angels left and said, we better go check this out. And they went quickly and they saw Joseph and Mary and they saw the child lying in a manger. When they came face to face with the Christ child, it says they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. It says in the very end, they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Church, we can praise God from our faith on the things that we've heard. But man, when we see it, we should be praising God as well. And they got both. They heard it and saw it, experienced that whole thing. And they came back. Our Falls Creek age group people and those that have been there in years past that are now older adult people, did you return glorifying and praising God for all the things that you had heard and seen? I'm just asking. I'm not saying you're good or bad if you did or didn't. I'm just asking. When we come face to face with a God that we experience personally, do we tell other people about that experience? Or do we want to hold that? The lowest employees God used, the shepherds. Hey, I got an idea. Let's really blow everyone's mind and let's go to the shepherds again for something spectacular. I'm going to send my angels down there and reveal to them the Christ child. Let's see how they handle it. The shepherds said to one another after the angels had departed, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And I'm telling you, if the Lord has made something known to you and you sit on it, be prepared for the consequences. You know, maybe today you're like the people in Nehemiah. You sorrow over life. You sorrow over rules, the laws, situations maybe that you're in. And maybe you're trying to fix the outside, hoping it'll take care of the inside on how you feel internally. Hoping it will mask something going on inside. You're in group number one. When we close in just a minute here, you're in need. You're in need of joy in your life. So when we have the opportunity to pray for you,
I simply want you to come up and allow us to pray for you. You're in need. And you can't do it on your own. Doesn't matter how strong people think you are, you can't do it on your own. Group number one, in need of joy. Maybe today say, Adam, I have some understanding. And I've experienced joy because of that understanding. Great, you're in group number two. But when we have the opportunity to pray in just a minute here, I want you to come forward. Because after understanding, you may understand it, but say, I haven't ever received that. I understand what I'm reading, and I get that, but I want to experience God. You have understanding, but I want you to experience His joy. And I want you to have it, as we read earlier, to the full. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's group number two. Adam, I have joy in the presence of the Lord. Man, I feel like I've got it. I have understanding. I experience that. I love that. You're in group number three. You have received joy. Are you sharing that with anyone? Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm an introvert. You're in group number three. You need prayer to become an extrovert when it comes to spreading the Word of God. That's not a secret He wants us to keep. I'm just picturing those shepherds all being introverts. What do you think we ought to do? I don't know, man. We're going to see a lot of people there. There's big crowds, maybe. I don't know. But somebody had the boldness, at least one person in that group, to say, let's go. Man, God sent His angels down to us. We got to go check it out. And the rest had the sense to say, you're right, let's go. If you're in group number three and you've experienced that joy, come forward when we offer prayer. Why? So that you can learn how to share it with others. So you can have boldness to share that with others. So you can return glorifying and praising God. So that you can make widely known the sayings which was told to you. Or your understanding of His Word. That's group number three. Now, I know people in group four think, great, we don't have to go up there. Group number four, I want you to come up here when we have opportunity to pray also. You're like the shepherds, man. You've received it. You've shared it with other people. You're in group four. You give joy to others, proclaiming, glorifying God, praising God. But I want you to come forward. Why? Because you may be called to ministry. Uh-oh. You may be called to lead a group. You may be called to mentor someone. See, you have opportunities. But I'm already proclaiming God's goodness. Great. You may be called to a leadership position in doing so versus just a servant position. Maybe He says, I want you to be a servant, but I want you to be a servant leader now. Well, I mentioned all four groups. At first I thought, as I was working on this message, I thought, I want us to be like the angels. I want us to be proclaiming God's goodness. But as I got reading and studying and reading, instead I thought, no, I want us to be like the shepherds. I got feet on the ground. I'm out there in the trenches, and I want to tell other people about this. I want to be Christ's ambassador. I want to be His representative. I want to go tell other people about Him. I want to share the joy and the peace and the hope that He brings and can give others, no matter what they're going through. Be a lowly shepherd. I believe God is calling us not to be like the angels, but to be like the shepherds. Find out, experience it, and then tell other people. Oh, by the way, if you're one of the shepherds, you may be the one that has to say, why don't we go? Why don't we go and see this baby Jesus? You may be the one that has to lead the group of the other shepherds. Just like the guys lowering the guy through the roof, you may have to be the one that says, hey, let's go get Johnny, pick him up and take him. You may have to be Johnny and say, hey, go take me. You may be the one in need that says, someone take me up there. But in the end, here's really all I want. We're in one of four groups. I said, all four groups, come up here and pray. Can we just pray over each other? Man, a church prays for one another and what they're going through and where they are and the good and the bad. Rejoice with those who rejoice. And weep with those who weep. The Christmas story is a beautiful story. Involving individuals, involving groups. But we have to look at them a little differently. And say, am I a representative of any of those groups? Am I one of the ones in Nehemiah that says, oh my gosh, I'm weeping because of my circumstances and where I've let life get? And it's not just the exterior wall I need to repair, but I need to repair the inside self. They have gotten to a point where they were distant from God. And Nehemiah challenged them, and he called them back to that faith. And when they understood where they were, but who they were, because who God was, they were able to rejoice greatly. They were able to experience the joy of the Lord that Nehemiah talked about and come out of their sorrow. Then they experienced it through understanding. The wise men saw and responded. They also experienced. But the shepherds were the ones that went and experienced and gave back. They gave back by talking to other people about it and just amongst themselves encouraging one another on their way back. Glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Church, find one of your four groups. Hey, I'm in need today. I'm in need of God in my life. I'm in need of understanding. Group number two. Adam, I've received, I have joy in the presence of the Lord. But I'm not good at sharing that with other people. I need to be a better witness. And he calls us all to witness. He calls us all to be his ambassador. No, he doesn't. He doesn't call us to be his ambassador. He says, you are my ambassador. When you come to me, you are my ambassador. You are a new creation. Don't mask that and say, I'm a new creation, but I got the same old problems. Sounds like you need a greater relationship with Jesus. But then the shepherds who came and received and got and shared and spread and encouraged one another, told the townspeople, they're in a different town. They went to the town telling strangers about it. Find out what group you're in today and respond to God today. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for your word that just shows us the different groups that were represented throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Those that were in need, those that understood,
those that had received your joy, those that had received your joy and given it away. God, I pray today that those that need understanding find it, that those that need you in their life find you and respond to that. Lord, that we look to you for restoration and peace, allowing your joy to remain in us, for your joy to be full in us. God, I pray today that the groups mentioned, Lord, that they respond to prayer. As a matter of fact, right now, if you're in one of those four groups, I just ask that you come forward, and I want to pray over you, but I want us to pray over each other as a body of Christ. Will you just come forward and allow us to pray for one another? Everyone, come forward. Just come up to the altars. Everybody. Everybody. I'm not going to wait and say the onesie two. I want everybody. Let us pray for one another. If you feel called to pray for somebody, you pray for them. But let's come up here and do it. It's an act of faith. It's an act that says, God, I'm stepping forward because I need something, but I also can give back. Just circle all around the front here. Just all around the front here. Just pray for each other. We're just going to play music for a minute, and then we're going to sing about the goodness of God. Young people, I want you to pray for each other. Okay? Then I want you to pray for us older folks. Okay? Older folks, I want us to pray for the young people as well. Let's just take a moment. Just start praying for one another. It can be silent prayer. It can be loud prayer. It can be, Lord, just bless them. And Lord, whatever their need is. You know, we're joining hands over here. Would you guys just all join hands? Let's do that. If you're comfortable with that, join hands. Because this is a church body loving one another.